I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel struck targets in southern Lebanon early Friday and resumed airstrikes in the Gaza Strip, according to the Israeli military, marking a further escalation in the region following violence this week at Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site. On Thursday, militants fired a barrage of rockets into Israel from Lebanon as Israelis celebrated the Jewish Passover holiday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israel's military said dozens of rockets had been fired across the border and that many were shot down by its Iron Dome aerial defense system. Iranian-backed Hezbollah holds most of the power in southern Lebanon, which has long been a flashpoint with Israeli forces. The rocket fire raised fears of a wider conflagration, especially as clashes erupted at Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site. Palestinian worshippers clashed with Israeli forces who tried to evacuate them from the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Palestinian militant group Hamas responded to the clashes with rocket attacks across the border from the Gaza Strip into Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
The White House pinned most of the blame for the chaotic U.S. military exit from Afghanistan in 2021 on the previous administration in a publicly released summary of the classified report sent to Congress on Thursday by the Departments of State and Defense. President Joe Biden was severely constrained by conditions created by his predecessor, Donald Trump, said the 12-page document outlining after-action reports examining the widely criticized withdrawal. House Republicans are likely to use the classified reports to ramp up probes into the administration's handling of the military exit from Afghanistan. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app.